Page 50, measure number 24-434, City of St. Paul, referred by the City Council. Three-year local option tax for city operations. Question, shall St. Paul assess $1.50 per $1,000 of assessed value for city operations for 3 years beginning 2018-2019? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary, the City of St. Paul is faced with a variety of important issues, including land use planning, housing development, and resource protection. At the present time, two part-time employees, limited consultant assistance, and volunteer citizen efforts are addressing these issues. The City of St. Paul permanent tax rate provides approximately $24,429 per year, which is not adequate to fund the necessary and required functions of the city, including street lighting, police protection, land use planning, housing development, resource protection, budget and financial management, insurance, general administration, professional services, auditing, legal, engineering, and planning. The requested rate will raise approximately $59,516 in fiscal year 2018-2019. This measure is subject to the limits of Section 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. The revenues raised will be for government purposes other than schools. Explanatory statement. What does the measure propose? This three-year local option tax would assess a tax of $1.50 per $1,000 assessed value to renew the tax that expired November 30, 2017. This local option tax would be in addition to the city's permanent tax rate of 61 cents. This tax revenue would go into the city's general fund. What is the general fund? The general fund pays for city expenditures not covered by the city's sewer, water, and street revenues, which are dedicated funds. The general fund covers such services as street lighting, police via the Marion County Sheriff's Office, land use planning, housing development, budget and financial management, record keeping, insurance, administration and professional services for auditing, legal, engineering, and planning. Why is this additional general fund revenue for St. Paul proposed? The city currently receives funding from a permanent tax rate of 61 cents and received temporary local option tax of $1.50 to supplement the general fund until such tax expired November 30, 2017. Without additional tax revenue, the city must rely on the permanent tax rate to support services. If this measure is approved, the city would be authorized to impose a local option tax of approximately $59,516 each year over fiscal years 2019-2020, 2020-21, and 2021-2022. The city is legally required to carry out general fund functions relating to a variety of issues such as land use planning, development, budgeting, and record keeping. These issues are currently being addressed by two part-time employees, limited consultant assistance, and citizen volunteer contributions. The local option tax is being proposed to provide a greater level of city services and office administration. How much tax revenues would St. Paul collect if the local option levy is passed? The property tax rate for the City of St. Paul, if the local option levy passed, would be a combination of two separate taxes, permanent and local option, totaling approximately $2.12 per $1,000 of assessed value. If voters approve the proposed local option tax, the city's combined tax rate at approximately this rate would be effective from November 1, 2019 to November 30, 2021. What should citizens know about the requested local option tax? Under state law, the city cannot increase its permanent tax rate. It may ask voters to approve temporary tax measures. The revenues from the measure must be put into a designated fund and can only be used for the purpose stated in the measure. If this measure is approved, the city would collect the first year's revenues beginning in fiscal year 2019-2020. If the local option tax is not approved, the city will continue to only collect taxes at the permanent tax rate of 61 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. The impact of the proposed levy on an individual homeowner would vary by the value of the home. At the proposed combined rate of $2.12, property taxes on a $250,000 home would be $530 per year. Submitted by Sam Kaufman, Deputy City Recorder, City of St. Paul. No arguments were submitted in favor or in opposition to Measure 24-434.